Support for KPCW comes from Whole Foods Market, where you can meet the host from KPCW's This Green Earth on Sundance Reel. On Friday, January 22nd, from 9 to 11 a.m., Chris Cherniak and Nell Larson will be interviewing directors in the film festival. For more information, go to kpcw.org.
Hi, this is Dave Bullock.
And Kathy Barker.
From The Story Mine.
Listen to Storytelling at its finest every Sunday morning at 8:30.
Right here on KPCW.
The Park City Ice Arena invites you and your family to our 10-year anniversary party. Back to help us celebrate is Park City's own Motherlode Canyon Band. Join us February 27th for some great music while ice skating with family and friends. Only $10 for the whole family, skating and rentals. Buy any punch card in February and save 10%. We'll see you there for Park City's biggest celebration on ice. Park City Ice Arena is a nonprofit and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Welcome back to the Sundance Reel. I'm Nell Larson. This is Chris Cherniak sitting next to me. And we are here on Whole Foods 5% Giving Day. And 5% of today's net profits will be given to KPCW as a donation to support programs like this. So we are sitting here with an impressive group of four writers and directors and producers, and we're going to start by talking about the film Slight. We have the director, J.D. Dillard. We have the producer, Eric Fleischman. And we have Alex Thier, who's a writer and producer of Slight as well. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. So let's start with you, J.D. Tell us how you landed on the quirky story that is told in this movie, and give us a quick overview of the film.
So, yeah, Alex and I are co-writers, and we wrote this as a short years ago, and, you know, I've done magic since I was 11, and we kind of realized that there's this weird intersection between street performance and, you know, sort of the savviness and, I guess, street smarts that you see in maybe a kid who does peddle drugs, and we kind of landed on this. Yeah, just this weird story about a kid who's being sucked deeper into a world that he doesn't want to be, but is there because of circumstance. And it's something that, you know, hopefully a lot of people can relate to. But, you know, in trying to preserve his innocence, he does have this passion in street magic. And, you know, he can use that as a tool to not get sucked too deep, and has this very peculiar skill set, you know, to just...
What is street magic?
So,
is that different dramatically from
it's basically taking away the stage, taking away that sort of barrier between audience and performer, and kind of it just becomes a very sort of personal thing. So it's something that is very very much sort of in your face, and just like it's much more interactive. And also the other thing with that is all the polish is gone. There's no like white gloves or doves or sort of any of that. It is very just kind of, it's almost like skate culture in a way, a little bit of just grittier.
Yeah, and if you've seen like a David Blaine type, like that's definitely, okay. That's the type of magic that it is. So it's less stage and less, you know, showmanship and, you know, much more close up.
And I think you mentioned there that you have always been into magic.
Yeah, I've done magic for way too long. and... Yeah, just one of those weird things where it's like it was this weird hobby that I had, and suddenly it was worth something. So that was kind of nice.
And you said it started out as a short. Was it a Sundance short, or is it,
no,
is
it was just
evolved from a short?
It was just together? A short script that we had written, yeah, that we never even got an opportunity to shoot. And, yeah, just last year. It just made sense that would be the thing that we'd try to turn into a feature.
So you two kind of worked on this initial script together, JD and Alex. And then how did you come into the picture?
I had met JD a few years ago, I think just randomly through drinks once. And then I ran to him at a Halloween party and asked him what he was doing in October 2014.
Where all good ideas come from.
Yeah. And I was, he's like, well, I was like, why don't you come over to Diablo and we'll finance and produce your first feature film. And the process for Slight was pretty quickly. They came in with the short idea in February 2015. We greenlit it immediately and financed it immediately. They wrote, I think, in a month.
Yeah, it was very fast.
And then we shot in the summertime, and we're done by the end of the year. So it was a very quick process. And JD and Alex, for us, are the ideal type of filmmakers because they're young, they're hungry, and you know they'll lose sleep, they'll bleed for these films, and that's really what makes, I think, in the emerging independent film culture important to have people like that who give it their all and don't take it for granted.
So tell us about Diablo. You mentioned that's your company.
So, yeah, so I'm co-owner. We finance and produce micro-budget independent genre films. My background,
micro-budget.
Under $1 million. Because usually, if you look at, you know, my background is Blumhouse, which does every single horror movie under the sun now. Before that was Paramount Insurge, which no longer exists. And Diablo is sort of the birth child of both of those combined. So it's high concept genre films, much like Slight, much like Carnage Park, which we'll get to in a minute. And so what we look for, again, is young filmmakers. JD was a first-timer. Mickey and I had done a film before. And so it's, again, coming up with concepts that haven't been told before, stories that haven't been told before, and finding ways to tell them that also haven't been told. So it's again, it's taking the whole filmmaking process, concept, and I think even production-wise, and flipping it and saying, okay, how can we make something different that people will respond to in a way that they haven't before?
And how did you go about finding the cast for something like this on a micro budget?
It's something that it kind of snowballed over time a little bit. We were lucky enough to get some just very sort of quality. Like, we have really great casting directors. So that was the very big part. So our casting directors, Lindsay Weissmuller and Jessica Sherman, they're pretty much any movie on the sun, including Star Wars and stuff like that. So great contacts, great reads, great referrals, and then we had a script that people were responding to. So, Dooley Hill was a very big get for us. He's a fantastic actor. And once we started to get a couple of sort of larger names, then it was fantastic. We got to sort of go out there and kind of look for people. And yeah, we have two different comedians, one from SNL, Sasheer Zamata, and then Cameron Esposito, who's a fantastic stand-up comic as well. But just kind of like a very well-rounded cast that we were excited to sort of get out there.
So how do you describe the genre of this film? There's comedy, all right, you're all laughing, so I know that's a hard question.
We have these little buttons that our editor made that says magician, gangster, superhero, and it is. It's tough to describe a little bit, but JD.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of pulled back from trying to explain it as a specific genre movie because, you know, we always compare the movie Brick, which we're huge fans of, and, you know, we're pulling from sci-fi, we're pulling from drama, we're pulling from thriller, and... You know, and all of that, we hope we're just kind of carving a little bit of a new space within just genre as like a macro concept. Because, yeah, we're borrowing from everything we love. So, it you know, the final product kind of landed somewhere in between all of that.
And you're dealing with a smarter audience a little bit. So, like, we're talking about gangster, not gangster stuff, but just some heist things or things. There are things that people are very familiar with. So then to sort of take a step in that direction, but then... You know, kind of like make a hard turn into something else, and just try and fill it out and challenge people to see something new.
Okay, well, let's turn our attention to the other film. That's called Carnage Park.
Yes.
All right, and that's Mickey. You're the screenwriter for that?
I'm the writer director. Yes.
Writer director.
That's
okay.
Mickey Keating.
So give us a thumbnail sketch of what that film's about.
So in the shortest sense, it's a little bit more kind of hardcore than Slight in a way. Like, it's about a 1978 man out in the desert who hunts people, and so a couple of crooks who find themselves in the crosshairs of that. So it's definitely a pretty intense ride throughout most of it.
So is this, like, I mean, I don't know if the word classic is right, but is this like a classic horror film? Like, you are going to be scared while you watch this?
Well, I hope so. That's kind of the intention for some of it. But also it's, you know, definitely an homage to, like, Sam Peckinpah films, kind of those old 70s crime movies. Very, very Americana in a way.
There was
horribly awry.
There was one review that I saw that... pitched it as a new wave of grindhouse films, been like in the best way possible, which I thought was interesting. I'm curious to see if people...
I hope not.
I'm curious if people think that or not, but it's something that hasn't, again, like much like Slight, hasn't been done before. It's non-linear daytime thriller, which I think there is a need for, in both worlds, again, I'm sitting here on both sides of the fence here,
right?
To talk about stories that again, in Slight, I mean, Carnage Park specifically, which takes... The thriller genre, you break it apart, you tell it non-linearly, much like you would in Pulp Fiction, and see where it goes from there.
Okay.
So is this your first film, Mickey?
This is actually my fourth film. And so first time at Sundance, though, so very excited about that.
And, always curious about the setting, 1978. You guys weren't even born in 1978, were you?
We were not, no.
So why that time period? Is that...
To me, it was, you know, because that's like the essential, you know, movement of American cinema. And I think all the movies that we were kind of referencing and paying homage to were in that era of movies. So, you know, it's like Taxi Driver, Texas Chainsaw, those kind of films. We wanted to just set in that time period. Also, I'm kind of sick of watching so many horror movies where people pull out their iPhones and figure it out. And so we kind of wanted to immediately set that barrier.
Yeah, no
make
technology.
It a little bit harder.
Take the technology out of it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Back to the phone on the wall.
Right. Yeah.
Totally.
Back from the dark ages, right, Chris?
Yeah. We were growing up. So again, first time at Sundance?
First time.
Same for all
yeah.
of you?
Yeah, yeah. First time hearing it from Sundance. Yeah, for all of us.
Fantastic. When did you get into town?
2 days ago?
Yeah, two days ago. It's been a wild ride already. Like it seems sort of too good to be true. Of just like we all got in. It's the best case scenario, and that just rarely ever happens.
When did you find out that it got accepted?
November.
First week of December.
I have the voicemail say that I can tell you what date it came out.
First week of December.
Can we play that on the air? Is that a possibility?
It was probably a lot of profanity.
The announcement was about 2 weeks after.
November 18th was Sly. November 17th was Carnage.
So not that long ago.
No.
So you're sitting around pins and needles waiting.
For months. Couldn't tell anybody. We're just waiting and waiting and waiting.
And I know for at least like Mickey and I, it was like, oh, we have to finish the movie now.
That's a good point. Because lots of times.
Pull yourselves together.
These films are still being polished and finished.
Very much so.
You know, on January 3rd or January 4th or...
And you have your own sort of, like, internal 20th. Schedule. You're like, yeah, like, we'll do this in January, and then maybe, you know, early February we'll do that. And then it's like, oh, the movie's due in 4 weeks. It's like, got it. That is a very different process.
So when you submitted your films, they weren't finished, and they were selected based upon bits and pieces?
They're far enough along to make a... to have a good judgment of sort of what's there. So it's a locked cut, but there's no... Like, for us, it's like no visual effects, no sound mix,
no color.
No color, all that sort of stuff.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, the films are, again, Slight. And J.D. Dillard is the director. Eric Fleischman, the producer of that film. And the showing...
And also Alex Thier, writer and producer of Slight.
I'm sorry, Alex. And I was just looking at the premiere of Slight is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, tomorrow.
At the library.
Yes.
The Library Center. It's a great theater.
Yeah.
Are there
Fantastic
still tickets
theater.
Available?
There are not.
Sold out a month ago.
If you have tickets, we will buy them.
Yeah.
We can't get
There's an offer.
You guys don't have tickets.
Don't have enough tickets.
Yeah. They're expected to stand
they're
in
actually,
that.
They're on eBay right now if you want to go buy.
And then Carnage Park is, when is that premiere?
Tuesday midnight. Also at Library.
At the Library.
Yes.
All right. That's going to be great.
Library's going to be home for the week.
Perfect.
All right, and then you guys are hanging around afterwards and see lots of other films.
Of course.
We're trying to.
Hey, whatever we can get into, man.
Exactly.
All right, we have four filmmakers here looking for tickets.
Yeah. Please.
Meet us at the Whole Foods. We'll buy them.
Yeah. All right, I want to thank you guys again for taking
thank
the time.
You.
Enjoy
thank
it.
You.
Good
thank
luck
you.
On your film. Because, hey, just to let you know that every year that Nell and I have our interviews, somebody, at least one film, walks away with an award. And we got five films or interviews. So you guys,
all right. Well, hey. All right. I like those odds.
Those are great odds.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
We'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Hey, let's take a break for some underwriters. You listen to the Sundance Reel on KPCW. We'll be back with our next interview. Otto Bell. He's the director of the Sundance Kids Doc, The Eagle Huntress. We're down at Whole Foods at Kimball Junction. Join us here for another 45 minutes. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate KPCW Day at Whole Foods, a proud supporter of KPCW, on Friday, January 23rd, all day long. Between 9 and 11 a.m., meet KPCW staff and hosts from this green earth on Sundance Reel. More information online at kpcw.org.